if you are actually making someone happier about a fight that you've had by buying them a gift, that's a bad sign in both ways, I would say.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your co-host, Erica Spera.
And I'm Molly DeMillier.
And we have a hot guest for you today. We're very excited about. But before we get to it, real quick, if you want more episodes, join our Patreon. It's patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. We got great content on there. We don't cry on the public podcast, but sometimes on the Patreon it gets too real.
We got some tears. Yeah. We got more laughs.
But we're still having a good time.
We got everything.
Also, if you're a Patreon member, you get kind of first dibs on voting and giving us the direction of the pod, what you want us to talk about. We're listening to all your suggestions a little bit before the other people. No offense. Yeah. But if you're one of the free people, like this episode, the way you could pay us is leave a review.
All right. We have our two winners from the review contest. Rebecca ML on October 24th with the review Erica Rules.
Hell yeah.
That's a good one. And Extifer P on October 20th with 200% realness. You guys have to contact us by May 1st to get your $100 prize to Amazon or whatever online store you want, and we will send you your gift card. But if you don't contact us by May 1st, then we are picking new winners and you are shit out of luck. Yes.
Always helps the pod. Leave a review. Share it to your Instagram. Tag us.
Yeah. You know. Just tag your main bitches.
The usual. But without further ado, we're going to get into our guests for today. Very excited about. So, a graduate of Harvard University.
The senior editor at Bro Bible and co-host of the Oops podcast.
You've read his work on Barstool Sports, heard him on Sirius XM Radio, and seen his comedy special, Bad Guy.
It's Francis Ellis.
Wow, that was a fun little tennis ping pong intro there.
Hell yeah.
You guys have that worked out pretty well.
Oh, thank you.
Baby, we got our guests pumped.
Yeah.
We're athletes. We know how to do an intro. So today we're going to be talking about love languages with Francis, which you've heard of love languages, but have never taken this test till today.
Correct.
And you're currently in a relationship.
I am.
Two years?
Year and a half.
Year and a half. Okay. Okay. Now, did your girlfriend, was she the one that brought it up to you?
She had told me about that.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But I always sort of, I figured it was some kind of extension of like astronomy or whatever, or astrology.
Oh, okay.
Rather, not astronomy.
It's like a,
you know, the stars.
Mumbo jumbo.
Science.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are not big astrology people.
Oh, good.
No. If anything, we like things like this. We're like, no, there's actually some research behind this. You actually take a test.
Yeah.
It isn't, you know, more steering you like, oh, Taurus, you're more like this. It's like, am I? Am I really? Or are all these vague? Yeah. Or are we all a little stubborn sometimes? Or whatnot?
Do we all have our moon rising some days?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. You know what's funny is right before we did this, I pulled up my results and I found I'd taken this test three times. To be like, have I changed?
Hoping for something different.
Has it changed?
You know what's so funny? When I took it 3 years ago, my order was different. But
really?
I was very heavy on one category.
What was it?
Quality time was my number one.
Okay.
But physical touch was number two. But actually, oh wait, oh, now that I think about it, this makes sense. This is literally right after I got herpes.
You're like, spend time
idiot.
To touch me.
Like, man, what happened in 2016 that made me be like, physical touch is very important. I miss it. Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. I mean, now it's like number 4 out of 5.
Okay.
But interesting. I didn't know that till literally I pulled it up. I was like, I know I took it right when we started the pod to refresh.
Yeah.
And you took it for the first time.
I did.
And you retook it?
Yeah, because I forgot that I could check my email. So I was like, oh, I'll just do it again. And
did you get the same?
Pretty much, but the first time I took it, I had absolute zero in physical touch, and this time I got one. So I feel like I'm making progress. Like, 4 months, I'm doing better.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
You can touch Molly once a year.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm curious. Did you think that your thing changed because of the herpes diagnosis?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
Yeah, well, because it's like now in terms of like, you know, some people might feel rejected in a relationship if, like, they say, I love you, and they don't hear I love you back. Like, for me, where I mostly face rejection is, like, when you hit the part of being physical with somebody. Because that's when it's like, oh, by the way, I have herpes, not a big deal. But it's like, that's where my most rejections come from.
Right.
Whether it's just to hook up or actual relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So, Like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, the person I was just seeing was not big into PDA, and I'm not huge into PDA either. But his was more on a level of like, no, if we're on the couch, almost like he prefers you're not like kind of leaning on them.
Mm.
Which is like that now, but then now with herpes, it's like, oh, that would just still feel like a rejection in a way that you're like, oh, but we're in private. It's still not okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Type thing. So I kind of want to guess what Francis's were.
Yeah.
Okay.
In order.
Go
Wait,
for
so
it.
Should we name the five just so people
okay.
know?
Okay. All right. Let's do a quick through the five. All right. So one is words of affirmation, which is using words to build up the other person or appreciate them. Like thanks for taking the garbage out, or let me see, what are our other things?
You're great.
You're great. Yeah, I love you. I appreciate you. It mainly is when someone does something for you that you verbally say something.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate when you did this, or I love when you do that.
It's like giving a verbal validation.
Yeah. I wonder, though, I don't know if this is true. I wonder, though, if they're the type of person, if there's a problem, it's like, I want you to say it to me.
Oh, probably.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. But yeah, compliments. Like, that dress looks great on you. I love your hair today. Compliments and I love you can go a long way. On the other hand, negative or insulting comments can hurt your partner much more than someone else if that's not their love language.
So okay.
It could take them longer to forgive you if you're hurting them verbally as opposed to other ways. So that answered my own question.
Yeah.
All right. So another one is gifts. So literally giving a physical gift of some kind says, like, they were thinking about me. Look what they got for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is very common. I know when you take the test, it has like, okay, if you like go away, you're away from your partner, say for like 3 days, and you come back and you're like, oh, I got you something from where you were. It's like to them, they're like, oh, they were thinking about me.
Yeah.
Whereas I guess versus words would be like,
I missed you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd be like contacting them during the trip. Like, oh, I miss you. Wish you were here. Can't wait to see you. That kind of thing. Whereas gifts is like, don't talk to me. Just bring me something nice.
Bring me some chocolates.
Bring me something nice. Which, when I first took the test, I got zero in this. Or like, it kind of does sound like superficial.
Mm.
Like, how would you feel if a girl was like, gifts is my love language?
You know, I would have had a different answer before taking the test.
Okay. Oh.
Because a lot of the ways that they framed the questions that were clearly leading towards the gifts thing didn't make me think that it was an entirely material exchange.
Right. Because they were like little gifts, right?
Yeah. Among other things like tokens or whatever, small things like that. I don't know. This whole thing is a little confusing to me.
Well, I think they all kind of mesh into each other a little bit.
Well, it's quantifying romance.
Okay.
As if it's all part, you know, it feels almost like we're living in some commune in the future where based on people's scores, we're going to match them up or something through an algorithm.
I mean, it makes sense a little bit of like, I think if your number one is someone's last, it would be hard to really get along and to have things work in a way.
I think it would be hard to not know that about the person like kind of the things that matter to them. I don't think your scores need to be identical.
Yeah, like we were at a Valentine's soiree party and this hip little, I mean, I want to call her old because she was like way too hip. Like she looked great.
She was also
amazing.
Only like 50.
Mad cute. No, she was like 60 something.
No, she wasn't.
Oh, I thought she, all right, never mind. All right. Well, that sounds mean. Anyway, but she was like, we were like, we loved her outfit. We were like, oh, you look great. And she was all like, honey, I'm divorced. I'm having the time of my life. Like, but then she was like giving us love advice and she was like, they have to know your love language and do that. And if they refuse to do whatever your love language is, she's like, it's not going to work. And she basically was like, that was my first husband. And I was like, well,
yikes.
There you go. I don't know if she read the book. It sounds like she read the book after the marriage. But, you know, valuable. But specifically with the gifts, it says, yeah, this love language isn't necessarily materialistic. It just means that a meaningful or thoughtful gift makes your partner feel loved and appreciated. Something as simple as picking up a pint of their favorite ice cream after a long work week can make a huge impact. So it's like, I think off the top, if someone's like, gifts are my love language, especially as a man, I don't know if you're assuming like, oh, this girl like always wants jewelry or expensive things. Mm-hmm. It's kind of how it comes off, but it's like, oh, you just mean like a pint of ice cream sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
That's like,
right.
Not that hard.
That's not that hard. That's affordable.
Well, also the way they tee it up in the quiz is like, would you want them to get you something to show that they're thinking of you? It's like, yeah, I want them to demonstrate that they're thinking of me. That's what we're getting at here.
Right. Because I was going to say, I think a lot of people in general, they will do the like buy something for someone when there was like a fight.
Yeah.
And a lot of people hate that.
Yeah.
Like,
it's recompense.
Is that what it's called?
Like, you know, you're basically, it's an apology gift.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that I was thinking of you. It's like, can you just forgive me if I buy you this thing?
Or just, I know people who, like, it doesn't even have to be that they were, like, the catalyst for whatever happened, but it's just like, there's something going on. We don't want to deal with it. Here's some, like, Louboutin shoes. And it's like, no, now you're happy.
Especially if it's expensive.
Yeah.
It almost feels like you can't be mad anymore because I just spent so much money.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
Right.
Yeah.
This is you trying to be like, can you just stop being mad?
Yeah. And like, it just kind of, like, puts, like, little Band-Aids on things. And it's like, that doesn't heal anything.
Yeah.
I was going to say, have you ever had a girl feel like did that to you?
Bought me something to get out of a difficult conversation.
Maybe.
No, that's never happened. In my direction.
Oh, so have you done
Certainly
it?
Certainly not. I mean, I think I've bought gifts, but not like something super expensive, but things to sort of smooth over, you know, whatever troubled waters, I guess.
Okay.
But it never works. That's not a like, that's not a meaning. It is a Band-Aid. It truly is a Band-Aid fix. So I find that those things kind of fall apart inevitably. If you are actually making someone happier about a fight that you've had by buying them a gift, that's a bad sign in both ways, I would say.
Yeah. Or almost like, now are they picking fights to get things
out of me? Sure. Or like, nobody should be placated about a deep-seated relationship issue by a necklace from Cartier. I mean, that's like, that's not a, you know, a meaningful connection.
Dude, if anything, if someone bought me something like because of a fight to try to Band-Aid it, anytime I looked at that thing, I would just like remember what I was mad about. Like, I'd be like, oh yeah, when you got me that because you still won't do this, or like whatever the fight was.
It also, to me, speaks, I mean, it's the whole commodification of relationships. So like, the fact that the ring has come to mean so much, and that people actually think that the amount a guy spends on the ring, as you know, compared to his salary or whatever, is some measure of how he feels about the person.
Yeah.
So stupid. I think it's really stupid.
Yeah. Well, it's almost being like, the people that really love you are rich. Like, a poor man could never really love you. It's like, well, he could. Just not have as much money as the rich guy to buy a ring.
Yeah.
If anything, maybe, that those dollars meant more to him.
Exactly.
Right.
Maybe
he had less of them.
85% of the bottle refunds that he got that day went towards the ring. Like, that's a big percentage of his daily haul.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Because it's like, what's the old saying? It's 3 months' salary is what you're supposed to spend on a ring.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That old saying.
I don't.
What a bunch of bullshit. Who came up with that fucking equation, huh?
I don't know.
3 months' salary? Yeah. I mean, I'll take that when I'm like, you know, I'll base it off the worst job I ever had. You know?
Wait, have you even looked at rings ever? Like, just have any idea what like a basic engagement ring costs? Like one stone.
I have a sense of the range based on the fact that my friends are all getting engaged, and I'm not afraid to ask them how much they spent.
Well, it's one of those things. A lot of people have generally no idea till they actually go looking at rings, and then it's like, whoa, price tag jump. Especially like, I only knew like what my mom's ring cost when my parents were in college, and it's significantly increased. Of even if you bought that simple ring now, it's literally 10 times as much.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh. Shit. Oh, yeah, it's like a car on your hand kind of thing. It's like, oh, that upped.
My uncle used to own a jewelry store, and so I would always go around looking. I was like, oh, my God. Uncle Hal, can you help me out?
Shocking.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's revolting.
I was going to say, are you anywhere near ring time in your relationship?
No, not right now.
No, okay. But is there already like hints of like, you know when that happens, this is what I would like?
No.
Not of the actual ring. What
not
about the proposal?
Really. No. And I don't think, let me ask you guys this.
Oh God.
Sorry, this is too on the spot.
I don't think the woman that is being proposed to, let's say that we're going along very old fashioned strictures here.
Okay.
That it's up to her to dictate or choreograph the proposal.
No, not at all.
Do you think that a woman should have the right to like interfere or meddle in any way with how the proposal goes down?
I think it's more, you should know me, and it's more something of like me personally, right? I do not want it to happen in front of my whole freaking family. My family is huge, but they mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
So I could see a guy being like, oh, her family means so much to her.
Yeah.
There's this big family gathering. I can propose there and we celebrate with everyone. Everyone's in the same place. I understand that thought, but I would just be like, hey, if when that thing happens, I would like to be just me and you. But I feel like that's okay.
I think
to
that's
say.
Totally fine.
Yeah. That's like, it's like yeah. no pressure otherwise.
It's almost like just saying to someone, I don't really like surprise parties. Like, please don't do that.
Yes. 100%.
Yes. Yeah.
It's exactly what how it would feel.
Yeah. No, but for me, I know people where they were in the middle of their proposal and the woman said, like, why don't you do this?
Stop.
No.
You know, do this instead. And
like almost
made
like,
them
not
kind of change the game plan in the middle of it.
In the middle?
Yeah.
The only thing I time I think that's true is if you're doing some crazy public thing, like at a sports game.
And you're like, stop.
No, yeah. Right. That's not what this was. It was just a, I can't really, I don't want to give too many
yeah.
details.
Yeah. Was it almost like, was it something along the lines of like, say they were outside and they were like, do it at dinner. Not right now.
No,
like
it
that?
Wasn't. It wasn't like a hold off, you know, it was more of like, the way that this is going is, you know, I can help you make this better.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, that's just a dagger in the heart.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I know someone who she put conditions on, like, when it happened because, like, where she was working at the time, like, basically she knew this proposal was coming, right?
Yeah,
and so
you
she was like,
know
this,
something.
Yeah, and she was like, this month for me is insane. And she was like, please just, like, don't make it at this time. Like, let it be when we get through this stuff. And that was it. Because she was like, basically, I can't start planning a wedding when I have all this other shit I need to do.
Yeah.
I was like, I think that's fair.
Or my college roommate just got engaged, and she actually was someone she gave absolutely no things on the ring. She was like, clearly, you know my taste by now. I've been together like 4 years, 5 years. And she also was like, because I didn't want to say something, and then they go, and like the price tag of the thing, and then I was like, oh, that looks nice, was insane. Like, yeah. She was like, that's fully up to you. That's your gift mm-hmm. to me and whatever you want to do and are comfortable. And then she said the same thing of me. If she was like, if and when that happens, I would like it to be just us two. And we have like a moment and mm-hmm. maybe a day or two that like not everybody knows. And it's just us. Mm-hmm. But a big thing was he wanted to propose at a certain time. And then his mom was like, you can't propose till after your brother's wedding. Like, he was like, you can't take any thunder away.
Thunder.
So this guy actually had a ring for like much longer. But it was like the mom was just like, if you're at the wedding and everyone's asking you about your engagement and stuff, and she's like, it's not that your brother would care, but it's just a little bit rude. Like, it yeah. kind of was like, wait till their whole marriage train is kind of done and the attention's off them to be like, okay, now everyone can be like, oh, congrats to.
Do you guys agree with that? That's rude, though, for them to show up to a wedding engaged?
Oh, it's definitely rude if you get engaged like at the wedding weekend.
Oh, yeah. But
insane.
Like,
I
say like
personally.
3 months before you show up with a ring, it's like, are people really going to care? Or are they just going to be happy for everybody?
If it was my wedding, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But I understood the mom's perspective of being like, let's just have a little break.
Yeah.
Maybe indirectly the mom was just like, yeah, we're just about to spend a lot of money. Give us a little bit of time.
That could be.
Between the next one.
Yeah.
Is that crazy? Like, do you feel like the girl shouldn't even be like, oh, I like a square cut or a circle cut or whatever they are?
You know, Princess, that's a great question. That is a great question.
Because shouldn't you feel like, I know you. I know you enough by now. I would know what you like.
And also, they cost differently based on
right? Hold on a second. All of that is neither here nor there, because what you just said is in and of itself a paradox. How can you know what someone wants for a ring preference without asking them?
True.
And then they give you the answer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
You said, like, is it okay for a girl to say, I want a square cut or a solid, whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or should the guy just know?
Well,
it's like, well, how the hell would I know without asking?
Well, some people are offended even with, like, Christmas gifts if you were like, oh, this is what I would like. Some people some people just like to be like, I thought of this thing fully me and it's my gift.
I think there's a line.
Yeah.
I think it's like, okay, if you know, you shouldn't go fucking ring shopping together.
A lot of people do that.
See, a lot
I
of
know.
People do.
I don't think that, you know, you should go into a store and do that. Mm-hmm. But if you were to say, well, like, what do you think about this ring or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
you were able to glean a sense of what she might like.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. you know, in the end too, like, I hate to say this,
you can have your opinion as much as you want.
I just what think like if you spend $30,000 or more on a ring, she's gonna be happy. Which is why I mean, the whole thing is bullshit.
You think that, but yeah. I mean,
let's put it this way, right? I do a joke about this where I say, like, the woman always gets the ring and then they always say he did such a good job.
Yeah.
Which to me is so stupid, because all doing a good job really means. Like, I've never heard a woman who received a $50,000 ring be like, you know, I wish he had done it a little better, or like put in more effort, or listen to me more. You know, the only people who are like not doing a good job, I assume, are people who just aren't spending enough.
That might be true in some cases, but I think as from a woman's perspective, if you've like a few times been like, especially I think an easy way for it to come up is like, you're at the point in your life, you have friends getting engaged. I am, Molly is, yeah. That it's like when those pictures come up and your friend's like, oh, so-and-so got engaged, and you both look at the ring. And if there's a comment that's like, oh yeah, ovals are really trendy, but I want a classic cut diamond.
Yeah.
Like if you, if that gets said a few times to your person and then they do something completely that wasn't listening to you, I understand them being annoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sorry.
No, I was just going to say another thing that people do a lot is like ask their friend. So like if I was about to get engaged, they would probably talk to Erica of like, okay, like help.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's
any direction.
Yeah. And then you would know.
Because
the
flip too is like, if you're going to be spending $30,000 on a ring, you want to make sure it's one that is like, yeah, you love and will wear the rest of your life because it's that much of an investment.
Right.
So it, I mean, I kind of look at it as more like buying a car. If you were buying a car as a couple, obviously not one person's just picking the car and no input from the other.
Right.
Like, even though technically the ring is something that is like bought by the man and then the woman wears. But a new trend now, by the way, too, is a lot of women are buying men engagement gifts, like a very nice watch or something.
Yeah.
Which, hey, listen, it might not be the same exact amount of money, but I like the trend.
Yeah.
I'm here for the trend. Mm. That's like,
hey,
you got me something.
What do you think? What is the number for you guys where you say, holy cow, that's a lot to spend on an engagement ring?
I mean, I just found out that like rings now on average are like $20,000.
Yeah.
For like not that big of a diamond. If you're doing classic diamond ring, $20,000. Which I'm like, holy shit.
That surprised me.
I really had no idea that's how much they were costing.
Yeah.
So it's something that from personal experience, I'm like, if I personally don't have $20,000 myself that I could buy myself a ring, I don't expect the man to spend $20,000 on me.
Yeah.
Like I'm kind of in that boat of like, budget is up to them. Mm-hmm. And if they kind of want to be like, listen, this is how much money I have to get a ring. What type of ring could we get? And then that part's kind of like figured out between us. That's cool. I don't really care. But I don't know. It's just hard. I could never imagine demanding a high price ring that I personally couldn't afford.
Yeah. Like the way that I'm living now, I'm like, we're going to go into debt for this? Like,
yeah, right.
I lose
exactly.
things.
I would not be for that. I'm like, we're about to get married. I'm taking on your debt. If you getting me a ring is getting us both in debt, we could maybe get one later. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I think it's almost more. That's kind of something I know. It's like my family's traditional, and like if a dude didn't get me an engagement ring, I know that my father would probably like not give a blessing of like, my girl deserves an engagement ring. I bought my wife an engagement ring. Like,
yeah.
So it's a lot of times it's more those pressures that get all involved in this stuff.
Yeah.
Got it.
Which I understand on some level, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think? What number do you seem crazy?
You know, my frame of reference is only my close friends. I don't ask stranger like people I don't know very, very well how much they spent.
That's interesting. I honestly, and this stuff is very interesting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say this, but a lot of my friends are very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sort of range that I've seen based just on them, I would say 30,000 is kind of what I consider to be like the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then 50 and above is where I'm like,
wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I think also, you know, like where we would be shopping for rings, like we live in New York City, it's going to be a lot different. Like my uncle had a jewelry store in very small town, rural, upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I mean, they weren't $20,000 and I thought they were a lot of money. They were more like 8 to 10. But it's like, because just prices are going to be different based on where you live.
True. That's also true.
Yeah.
It's something too of like, you know, me saying dropping $20,000 on a ring, it's like, yeah, because I don't make a crazy amount higher than that per year.
Mm-hmm.
So like for me, I'm like, that's a whole year, like before taxes of your salary. Whereas like, if you're making $100,000 for you to be like, oh, $20,000 on a ring. Okay. It seems more reasonable to you. So it's like, but that's why the 3 month salary is kind of shitty. Cause it's like, if that's what everyone's doing, then you're indirectly almost looking at a woman's hand and being like, oh, I know how much your husband makes.
Yeah,
which
for
is
sure.
Shitty.
Yeah, people do that for sure.
I mean, they do regardless.
Yeah.
Whether you did 3 months or not. But it's like, there's always something too of like,
Yeah.
Or like, I hate when I just once saw a girl upload pictures of like her birthday gift was like diamond studs or something from her husband, and it all she did was write hashtag marry well, and I was like, get the fuck out of here. It's just like, what are you doing?
I hope that's the only post under that hashtag.
I'm sure if you looked at it, there's a bunch of stuff that would make you cringe. Ugh. Of just like, yeah, even if that's true and that's what you believe, what are you, why are you putting that out there?
Oh,
that's,
God.
Ugh, that kills me. Anyway.
So gifts wasn't high on ours.
Woo. Anyway, all right, real quick, we'll finish up the other ones. There's acts of service, which is doing something for your partner that they would like cooking a meal, washing the dishes, vacuuming floors. I had someone once pick up my laundry for me on their way to my apartment, which was like really sweet and thoughtful.
That's really nice. That's like 30 pounds.
Mine's not that. Yeah, but this love language expresses itself by doing things that you know they would like. I already said that. Okay. Your partner, if you have this love language, basically the motto is actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
It's like one thing if you're saying you love me, but to them it's like, no, I feel loved when you do something that, say, makes my day easier,
mm-hmm.
or makes my life easier.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a pretty good one. And then quality time, I think, is partly overlaps with this because it's like, in order to be doing acts of service for someone, typically you have to be around them or at least in their space.
Yeah.
So quality time is giving your partner undivided attention, taking a walk together, sitting, having a conversation, just talking and listening is what it says. But I'm like, a lot of times it's also more just being in the space of that person.
Yeah. Do you think, would you guys modernize this by like putting texting in that? Or do you think that would be more like words of affirmation?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Attentiveness in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think I would.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people via text will actually say things they're too shy to say in person.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's like,
probably more words.
Yeah, or it's kind of like, I see it as more words just because literally it's like written in stone.
That's
in
what they are, yeah.
That you can't be like, they said something like, it's like, oh, this is exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Like when I got that nice note on Christmas, it was like, oh, that's like, it was like getting like a nice card. It's like, here it is. This is written out.
Yeah.
Some like feelings and thoughts. That's very sweet.
So yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah, for me, quality time, the one thing it says is like, doesn't mean on the couch watching Netflix. It means like, you're on the couch having a conversation. That I don't fully agree with.
Yeah.
Of like, I don't think quality time means like we need to be locked in conversating. Because like for me, quality time is actually my number one. But like a lot of times it's like, I get irked when it's like, man, it's been like a week and a half and I haven't seen you. Like we've been too busy to just spend time together.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Like sometimes you can like be together doing nothing and it still means something.
Yeah. It's like nice.
Yeah.
Just like being in their space, being around them.
For sure.
And then the last one is physical touch, which is literally anything physical. So anything from holding hands to hugging, kissing, sex, that's an expression of love. And they do say that for men, this is typically one of their top two on average.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, that's why a lot of the stuff we've read and looked into is like, don't withhold sex as like punishment.
Oh yeah, that doesn't work.
It's well, yeah, work. They're like, first of all, it doesn't get what you want, and two, it's like they feel like you don't love them when you do that. Like, it basically would be like if you were mad at your partner and want to have a conversation, they wouldn't talk to you. It's like kind of the same thing, I guess.
But
yeah, so if this is your primary love language, you'll feel unloved without physical contact. All the words and gifts in the world won't change that, and they won't feel close to you, not just emotionally, but physically. So it's kind of like, that's why they say men need this a little more. A lot of them need the physical to also have the emotional type of thing. Like, it's more hand in hand for them as opposed to, a lot of women will be in love with you from a distance,
yeah.
even if nothing physical has happened.
So weird.
But yeah, I don't know. Of all these, what do you, when, before, well, I don't think you read these before you took the test. Of like,
no,
what
but I had a
what.
Good sense of them, yeah.
What did you think was going to be your number one?
All right. I would have thought that, I guess, sorry, I'm pulling up the list again.
I'll take a guess. I'm curious to guess, Francis. Okay. You are somebody I would guess words of affirmation.
I would have thought that would have been my highest one,
that
too.
That was going to be my guess for him, too.
But then I also know that one of your biggest peeves of any person, but specifically relationship, was that if you're at dinner with someone and they check their phone.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
Right. So then that, according to these definitions, made me think quality time, which is like we are together and fully like talking and attention on
each
other.
That's a big one, yeah.
And like basically not on the phone in any way. So knowing that about you, I think from, we did another podcast that's like came up of that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
That made me be like, ooh, now I want to say quality time.
Okay.
But
I was like, he's smart. He likes words.
Nailing it. Yeah. That's going to do it for him.
Yeah. That's all he needs is books and words.
Well, wait, what would the books be? The words of affirmation.
Words in there.
Probably. Or gifts. I don't know.
Okay. Do you guys want to try to guess the order?
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm going to go quality time number one. I'm going to go words of affirmation number two. Acts of service, physical touch, and then gifts last.
Okay. I'm going to go quality time after you just saying that, Erica. Physical touch, words of affirmation, acts of service, and gifts.
Okay. My number one was physical touch.
Damn it!
Oh, damn.
Come on!
He is a stereotypical man!
Yeah.
You guys were way off.
Shit. What's number two? Is acts of service or gifts?
Number two tied for number two.
Okay, so...
Both had I had 8 points for physical touch. Wow. Tied for second with 7 points. Quality time and acts of service.
I wasn't far off for quality time then.
Same.
Acts of service
you
I put...
You were pretty off, Erica.
I put acts of service for three.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. I'm not. I know I was not 100% correct.
Okay. And then...
If this was Harvard, I'd be in the bottom of the curve.
But here's the thing. You said words of affirmation might
be
one or
two. I thought it would be one or two. I did.
It's number four.
Wow.
Ooh.
And then number five is receiving gifts.
So we both said gifts
last.
Yeah, that was okay. Good.
Yeah. Got one.
To be honest with you, I was worried receiving gifts was going to be higher. And
really?
Then I would be coming off as a very materialistic kind of transactional relationship participant.
Well, when we're looking at these definitions, we're like, oh, it doesn't mean an expensive thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
right,
there is
right.
something nice to being apart from someone for a period of time. I think that was a lot of the scenarios I gave. It was like, your person's away on a business trip for a week, and then they come back, and they're like, oh, I got you this from that town. It's like, yeah, that is a... I don't think you'd read it as like, I'm a superficial person and I need you to buy me something. It is just the like, oh, you were thinking of me.
Yeah.
Like, right. while you were there, you were like, oh, I should bring something back for them.
Yeah. You
know? Right.
Damn.
Yeah. So those are my love languages.
So it is physical touch.
Can you believe that?
Well, you know what's funny? I also mainly wouldn't say that because like, I guess I've never seen you with like a girl you were dating.
Okay.
So I wouldn't really know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you have your arm around them?
Yeah.
Are you more touchy?
I don't know.
Do you walk in holding hands? You know what I mean?
I don't think that I'm a particularly touchy person, but I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't guess that either. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't put it number one.
You know? Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. Maybe not in public as much, but when I do like to like be close to people when I'm dating
them.
Yeah,
that's sweet.
Yeah, that's like the first time I took this quiz. I definitely read all of the scenarios as like. Touching in public, and then after I took it and got straight zeros, you were like, Eric was like, no, it's like you're not in the middle of the street with all these things.
But I understand thinking that because I'm like that too.
I'm like, don't touch
I'm like
me.
I'm not. I like a little PDA, but I'm like, I'm not crazy PDA.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah, or I think almost in any scenario, if like, it's almost that thing where like it's like, quote, if you're the one that loves more, you feel like you're losing. I think that's also what PDA is like. The if you feel like you're always the one that's like initiating PDA and they like are the one like kind of recoiling, then you're almost like, no, we're not going to do this. We're going to hold hands.
No, for me, it's like there's people around and they're going to have questions. And usually like, I don't know how to answer it. I'm like,
but that could be, I could flip that and be like, that means you're not confident in the relationship that you're in.
They
don't want questions.
Not at all.
That's why I was like, I think this, I thought my physical touch would be higher. I think it raises when I'm in a relationship. So like Francis is in one. So like when you're reading all those questions, are you basically thinking of your girlfriend and you're like,
that's possible.
That makes me feel really loved when she like gives me a kiss goodnight or, you know, before she leaves for work in the morning, like kisses me goodbye or something like that.
Yeah, that's possible.
Right.
So. That makes sense. We don't have that.
We don't have that right now.
Yeah.
We used to, but it's gone. Yeah.
How many... What serious relationships have you been in your life?
That is the point of this podcast. We have not.
I would say never. Yeah.
Neither of you have ever been in a serious relationship.
I wouldn't ever say serious. The last
one
I had was like the most, quote, serious that it would be. And it wasn't even officially a girlfriend title yet. Ended 4 months.
That was like my two significant exes. They weren't even that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're trying to figure out where we're fucking up.
That's amazing. And I'm not. I don't mean to.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to like rub it in, but
no, that's how we feel.
That's crazy because you're both like great, fun, attractive young
exactly.
women.
We are pretty and we work hard and we're funny. You know, we got a lot going on.
It's like I almost sometimes feel like I do everything I can to stay out of them and then they just keep finding me.
That's so funny.
And I don't mean to sound like an asshole by saying that, but
well, you're also a man.
I was in one for 7 years.
Seven?
What?
Yeah.
That was like through college, I'm guessing?
Yeah, from my end of my freshman year of college all the way through.
It's like, funny, like I keep avoiding them. They keep finding me. I'm like, well, you had one for seven.
Well, yeah, that one. And then ended. And then, you know, I got into one that went like 6 months, but it ended. But she thought we were going to get married.
Yikes.
And then now I'm in one for a year and a half.
Wow.
But it's like, you
so
know,
you have three, you would say. Three that were serious? Or 6 months where you're like, it was about to be serious.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Three
that have been serious.
Right.
Yeah.
That 7 years.
Yeah. I have dogs that didn't even live 7 years. Oh, like, Jesus. That's nuts.
Yeah. Wait, seven, what? I don't know. I like kind of want to ask if you thought that was someone you would marry.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, damn.
I don't think you can date someone that long and not have
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. You can't just be like, we're just having fun. It's yeah. like year it's five. Good 7 years.
She's not really sure where her head's at.
Well, I think in college you could be that like having fun thing and it can kind of stay in that fun zone because it's like you're in college. Your big focus is like, you know, studying, getting your work done, having a fun time. Yeah. Like, it's no one's got real pressures of rents being paid and utilities and, you know, like kind of more adult responsibilities. Like, when you're in college, your own family is often like, don't worry about it. You know, you don't got to do that because you're in college. Just, you know, work hard or whatnot.
Yeah.
Damn, seven.
Wow. If you don't mind me asking, what was like the time in between each? Do you have like a breakup rule?
Ooh.
A breakup rule?
Yeah. Some people say that, like, you're supposed to spend half the amount of time that you were in the relationship. We're like, seven, that's like...
You know, this sounds like another weird, contrived women number that just, like, where do you guys come up with this shit?
I don't know.
Half the amount of time and 3 months in the salary in the ring.
Some people just go, I'm not going to date for a year or something.
I didn't make any platitudes like that. I think that my behavior changed for sure. I got out of that 7-year relationship, I said, oh, I've never really been single as, you know, a young man.
True.
I've always seen my friends single and it looked fun. This, you know, let's have some fun. And the problem is that it's one thing to be single when you're 19 and in college. And it's another thing to be single when you're 24 because people your age take things more seriously and you can really make people mad when you when you don't take them seriously.
Yeah, that's fair.
When you hook up with people and it's not serious to you but it means something to them.
Yeah.
And you make enemies and you burn a lot of bridges and like that happened. I wasn't you know, I wasn't trying to be I was never dishonest. I never led people on, but they just couldn't believe that I would be so casual.
You know what though? It might just be just cuz they knew you were 7-year relationship guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that indirectly makes you a boyfriend guy to people.
Yeah.
So they're looking at you like, no, Francis doesn't just randomly hook up with people. So he hooks up to me, he's into me. Because I was going to say, from the female perspective, I'm like, I feel like college is learning, like, people just fuck sometimes.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, that's kind of when you're like, people will hook up with you, even maybe guys that are your good friends, but it doesn't mean they like you.
Yeah,
like,
it usually means
like
they don't.
That's all college. It's like it's any email we get to this podcast that's like, oh, does this guy like me? It's like, this girl's in college. Like, certain scenarios are like, you'll learn this eventually. So, like, if anything, I would be, if I was the 24-year-old that was like, oh, I met Francis at a party and then we hooked up, I wouldn't be sitting there like, yeah, he probably wants me to be his girlfriend. Like, I'd be like, well, how this took off, how we started on this foot was hookup land.
Well, the thing about like 24, 25 is that's the age where like all your friends, like girls will see their friends starting to like lock it down or like be with someone for a long period of time, really kind of like start their first like adult relationships. And because I was that girl of like, I had this guy that I was just hooking up with all the time at that age, like, well, more like 23, 22, but it's kind of the same thing of like, it just hurts so much of like, you don't want to be with me. Like, why? You know? And it's like trying to like process that.
Yeah. Did you feel like you could change him and bring him around if you
I
think that's
I've never felt that.
I think that's a common
woman
disconnect
thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I've very much learned, like, people are who they are, not really going to change.
Oh, yeah. Like, I learned that one the hard
even
way.
Even something as simple as love language is like, no, if there's something that really is not their love language, they're not going to just start doing it.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
Because especially this quiz we took was, like, how you receive, but there actually is another test of, like, how you give.
I think that's so
which
interesting.
Which often they match, but for a lot of people, it actually won't. So your top might be, you know, so mine's, like, acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, physical touch, and receiving gifts. But within the last relationship I was in, I was like, oh, I think actually the two I give the most in terms of me showing affection is acts of service and physical touch.
Okay.
Which wasn't that person's top two, wasn't physical.
Yeah.
So, like, he kind of didn't like if I was too physical.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that actually makes more sense to me that, like, this is about more only how you receive love. Because, like, if I'm comfortable with someone, I'll initiate a touch. Like, I'm not that cold-hearted, but, like, if I don't know what's happening and someone, like, touches me, I'm like, why?
Yeah, you want the relationship to be defined.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be weird to be, like, walking into a party that you know everyone there and you're, like, holding hands with some guy and it's like, who is it? You're like, this is my exclusive. this is my not boyfriend yet, but
what
he's here.
What a fantastic question.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, I wouldn't feel confident in that either. Yeah. Same with, like, kiss hello, kiss goodbye in front of people.
Yeah.
If it's like, oh.
Yeah. Like, well, that happened, like, the other night. We were at the bar, and there was, like, a guy who he was, like, friends with the whole friend group, and we were, like, obviously going to go home together, but then he was like, I want to kiss you right now. I was like, and answered all these people what's happening. I was like, let's just leave.
You're like, we could just go.
They can figure it out and not ask any questions.
Maybe that's his love language, Molly. It's physical touch.
God, I hope not.
Oh, man. well, we got to wrap this up, but right. I don't
Should
know.
Any opinion? For a couple?
Man's opinion? Do we have like 5 minutes?
Yeah.
One question? All right. Okay, this will be interesting.
Okay.
So first of all, especially after being on Barstool and stuff like that, did you have like women in the DMs shooting shots?
You know, occasionally. Yeah.
Right. Well, would you have an advice of what is the best way to shoot your shot for women trying to like basically tell a man like, hey, I'm interested, I want to go out?
I would say that what I can tell you what I didn't find worked.
Ooh, okay. That helps too.
Yeah.
Because this person that emailed in, literally, what's the best way to shoot your shot, said, I've been shooting them and they haven't been working.
Right.
Okay. So
one thing that I just really didn't even give the time of day to, people would just message me and just write, hey.
Oh, yeah, no.
Mm.
And it's like, well, what the fuck is that about?
Like strangers?
Girls I'd never met before.
Like the DM slide.
Just DMs, if that's what you're talking about. Yeah, DMs. I'd get messages, hey. That's all it would say.
Is it kind of being like, if you're going to be the shooter, take a little more responsibility.
Yeah.
Don't suddenly put this on me.
It's almost like being contacted by a bot when you log onto a website and the help chat comes up.
I'm here if you need.
Yeah, that's how it feels. You're like, let me know. And you're like, well, you're a robot. Don't pretend you're human. You know, like that drove me crazy. It didn't drive me crazy. It was never going to.
Well, I think it would be the same of like Bumble is the app that women message first.
Yeah.
And if a woman just went, hey, it's like you're kind of sitting there being like, this is not really starting a conversation.
Yeah. Right. Arouse my curiosity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't mean to like. It's not that I think I deserve that, but if you are contacting me, then it would be the same if I would never DM hey to a girl.
Yeah.
Ever.
Just hey. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Or it's like, if you do that, I've seen friends do that of like Bumble, the dude will just match you. They'll just go, hey.
That's yeah.
Like, ball's back in your court.
Yeah.
It's like, you got to say more than that.
Right.
A little something.
Yeah. They're already interested.
So yeah, that I didn't think that did much for me.
Any other don't do's you can think of?
I'm trying to think. I mean,
I would guess like, well, I would say this does work, but it won't work in the sense of like you're actually trying to go on a date with somebody. Of like if you come in hot, pretty sexual.
Oh, yeah. That's just going to be a hookup.
Yeah, that's
right.
That would not.
But if you want to just hook up, it's like just get to it.
Yeah.
Say something, you know.
Right. That never led to anything other than, you know, maybe sometimes they would just send me naked pictures of themselves.
That's bold.
Yeah, that's like, one way.
Some people
get to
would
it.
Lead with that.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like,
I know a lot of people lead with that.
Where's your father? You know, like, talk to him. Fix it. The fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I was going to say, would you never date a girl that you knew maybe had done that to somebody else?
I think that if you're leading with nudes, you know, you don't, there's not a whole lot that you wouldn't do. I mean, it's just like, okay. I think you're riding pretty loose in life.
Well, that's the impression you're giving for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's risky too with like revenge porn and all this shit. You know, I am so guarded about naked pictures of myself. I'm so careful.
Well, you should be. Everyone should be.
And it's not just because of public profile or anything like that. Just like you can get in real trouble and you can be outed and splashed across the internet. And so,
dude,
what the fuck, you know? I don't get that. But
well, I was gonna say from personal story, I forgot that I had an iCloud sharing with my family, my friend AMAC bought me for my birthday. No, it was I don't know, Iris and AMAC bought me Scrub Daddies from Shark Tank because they know I love Shark Tank, and so they're little like smiley face sponges. And so I got them in the mail, and then I jokingly took a picture in front of my mirror. I had underwear on, but I put it in front of my boobs, like kidding. posing with it, just like a little pose, like thanks for the gift, sent it to him. But then I was on my phone, like I was on my iCloud, and they're like uploaded to it, and I don't know if that means your family can access it if they're on the shared iCloud plan, but I just was like, oh shit, like I was like, delete this up. Yeah. Even though it's like, I would be like, it's a joke, Shark Tank, like it's just like no one needs to see that,
right?
My dad's on there somewhere. He doesn't need to find. If anything, he'd be like, and you didn't send it to a man, like he'd be like, you sent this to your friends,
right?
You weirdo,
right?
It's like, I don't know, I was having fun, it was funny.
Oh my god,
I think that's harmless. I think that's funny. Yeah, you know. Can explain that.
Like, I technically was still not naked because things were covered, but it, you know, there's something about it. There's something about like a bra and underwear versus a bikini that just is more sexual.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Yeah, but there's something to it
for sure.
I don't know if I've
had I think as far as the DM slide, like, look, the bottom line is the person, if they are interested at all, they're going to look at your photos on your Instagram.
Yeah, so
number
have your Instagram
one,
public.
Have your Instagram public.
Boom.
If you're trying to get people's attention. And then two, you know, maybe just send a fucking phone number. That was something that I thought, like, was interesting. Like, to me, it was an element of class in a weird way. Like, okay, let's move the. I want you to talk to me, but let's move it to a more elevated venue.
Okay.
Via text messaging.
Yeah. I was going to say that's a fuckboy move. I've been in a bar once talking to someone, and then like I was leaving or something. I just was like, oh, like you should take my number. And they were like, what's your Instagram? And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Right. I said number and you moved it to Instagram.
Yeah.
Which means
you'll just
me.
Yeah, you'll only respond if I just pop up like, oh, that girl might hook up with me.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I was gonna say pretty much the same thing of like as soon as you can get off of whatever platform it is, like the dating apps or Instagram, whatever, to texting, you gotta do that. Because otherwise, like,
and the vibe changes in a good way.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, I've realized that if like some reason it's like kind of hard to get the combo going in online dating, and then it gets going enough, and then you're like, all right, yeah, you're fun. Let's go drink sometime. And then they get your number. And then it's like, cha-cha-cha-cha. And you're like, oh, why is this weirdly so much easier?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, I think that's all we got for today.
Yeah.
Wow,
so people definitely have to check out your podcast called Oops.
Oops, yeah. It's about mistakes and failures and fallibility and the redemption stories that ensue.
Damn. Wow. All right. Well, I guess maybe we'll come on sometime talking about how we can't get a man.
Hold strong, ladies. Don't just settle.
Yeah, our standards are too
for
high.
For like another
That's
year
our
or
problem.
Two, and then you guys might have to settle.
Yeah.
Like, you get another year.
We know. Yeah. We know.
I'm kidding.
And then everyone can find you at Francis CC Ellis
on Instagram. Yeah.
And then Francis C. Ellis on Twitter. We'll have that in the description. And anything else you want to plug?
No, that's it. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you for having us on the show.
This is great.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And we'll see you all next week. Bye.